You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.
The stars, the shows, entertainment in New York is Joan Hamburg. Where New York comes to talk. 77 WABC.
If you want to see Tony Danza, go to one of our really good cabaret rooms, 54 Below, which is a Broadway house as well, who's going to be there on the 17th, the 18th, the 31st, and in April. And then this son of a gun is leaving us and going to the Colony in Palm Beach, Florida. So welcome to you, Tony Danza. We always check in. And
not bad, Joe.
It's good, Tony.
How about this? I'm playing the College of Staten Island on the 10th. And the Patchogue Performing Arts Center on the 11th.
You're moving around.
And you know where I am? I'm in L.A.
Why?
Because I'm doing a cool show, Joan. I'm doing a TV show, a streaming show, called There's Johnny, written by Paul Reiser from Mad About You
right.
and David Simon. And it is about the staff, the TV show about the staff of The Tonight Show when Johnny Carson was the host. We have partnered with the Carson Estate. So we're going to be using actual footage from the show, dialogue from the show, and then we're all acting. And guess who I'm playing, Joe? This is so exciting.
Who?
I'm playing Freddie DeCordova.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. Oh, my goodness.
Anyone who didn't have access to that, like we work with a whole bunch of young people here, all under 30,
right.
And that isn't part of their history.
That's
you know,
exactly
they don't
right.
know from those days. That was so great that we all stayed up to watch, right?
And you know, not only did I stay up to watch, you know, first time I saw the Johnny Carson show live, I saw it in New York when he was still in New York, in early 70s. But I guest hosted for Johnny.
I don't remember that.
Yes, I did it. I think I want to say 3 times. It's probably 2, but I did it, and you know, and worked with Freddie DeCordova. So, and I knew him from you know the social circles a bit out here. You know,
right?
He was a friend. He was a friend of the Wilders and the Sammy Kahns and you know that thing. So I used to travel a little bit in that circle. So.
Well, that, you know, I still mourn the loss of those shows,
But, you know, Joan, it was a totally different thing. Think about it. You know, before TV came along, we were fragmented. TV came along, brought us all together. We all started watching the same thing for what, 40 years, 50 years?
Right.
Basically the same story, you know, be good, be family, be loving,
right.
You know, all that. The stuff I did on Who's the Boss, the same stuff they did on Leave It to Beaver. You know what I mean? So it ran like that, and we all watched this stuff together, and now we're fragmenting again, and little by little it's going. And so when you did The Tonight Show, you know, 20 million people saw it that way. And that one night, the next day, when you drove around L.A., everybody said to you, hey, I saw you on The Tonight Show. So it's a very different situation.
Right. If you were a comic and you got a gig and Johnny then asked you to sit down for a minute,
You are a made guy or woman.
You want to
hear one of the coolest things?
Tell me.
Was to call him John.
You're kidding.
No, that was great. You'd be telling a story. You go, no kidding, John. This is the way it happened.
That's really
that
funny. Tony, do you watch late night TV these days?
I do to a degree, but not as much as I'm not a religious, it depends. I used to watch The Daily Show.
That was a good show.
I really liked John Stewart and Colbert. I used to watch those two schmageggies because they were great, but not too much. Hey, let me tell you something, though. So the show that I'm doing, Standards and Stories, you know something, Joan? You know this. I've been working on this since 1995. where I decided I'm going to be a song and dance man. And I've tried a million iterations, incarnations of this, of different acts. Because, you know, when you go into New York, you always have to write a new act. Otherwise, they won't review you. You know that. So you write and write and do an act and do an act. And I always, you know, my act started as a big, like almost a review. I had two other girls. I had two girls. I had another dancer. I used to do, I had sets and costumes. I used to do a 15-minute version of Pal Joey. And one girl played Vera, one girl played Linda. And we had sets and costumes. It was crazy. We did seven songs. It was amazing. But anyway, little by little, you try to find your way, where you want to end up. And I really think that I found it finally. It's really being, I don't know, first of all, it's a little bit more mature. That's one thing. The act is a little bit more mature. Not totally mature, but it's a little.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you know, I don't do as much shtick. I don't, you know. Anyway, but I found it, I think. I really feel very comfortable, and it's really making a great connection with the audience. And I'm saying the last two shows I had at 54 Below, it was a party. And I think, you know what it is? It's that you get to the point where you're not going up there for even the applause. You're not going up there to succeed. You're not going up there to have a good time.
Right, and you love it.
And to enjoy the gift that you'll be. I mean, I'm the guy that goes up there and gets to pretend he's Frank Sinatra. You know, it's weird.
But who better than you?
Oh, listen, I'm telling you, I'm doing a good show. People are really enjoying it, Ben. But it's just rewarding. And you know what I did? I added something, Joe. I'm very excited.
What?
A couple of weeks ago, I got the chance to sing at the 75th anniversary of the USO. Another little interesting sideline, the 50th anniversary was right after the first Gulf War. George H.W. Bush was president. My show was on the air, and I hosted that one and introduced the president, General Powell. I hung out with Brent Scowcroft. That was cool. Anyway, so I got the chance. It was in New York this time, the 75th anniversary. Big gala. You know, every general, every admiral,
there.
Yeah. Oh my God, a lot of brass, and so I sang "The House I Live In," which of course is the title song from my CD, but they didn't know that. But they said they wanted me to come sing. I said I'd love to come sing that song, and I did it there. And John Otto came and played for me, and it was just the piano, and it went really well. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to put that in the show. It's a timely song, you know. I think it what it says about the country and about the people. It's one of the great songs written about America, I think. And so now I put it in the act, and what happens is...
What?
I sing the song, and when I finish, people stand in the middle of the act.
Oh.
Because of that song, you know, because it's so... You know, what is America to me? You know?
It's a perfect time for this song.
It really does. It is timely. It really does feel particularly right now.
So, Tony, as always, you're doing nine things, including this new TV show.
Yeah.
This streaming show, which is great. And that's the future. Mm-hmm. That's where it is.
You know what else, too? You know, one of the things you learn, too, as you get older and you're around long enough, he said, really, all you want to do is work with good people, you know? And I'm really lucky this time because Paul Reiser is...
One of the best.
Not good people, one of the best, and it's so much fun.
Is this his idea?
Yeah. He and David Simon wrote it.
Uh-huh.
He's producing and he's on set and very much involved in the filming.
So they're doing it in L.A.?
Yeah, we're in L.A. at Red Studios. I've been staying at the Four Seasons for a month and a half.
You know what? As my grandmother would say, Kanahara.
How about that? You got to tell them not to change the sheets every day.
The Four Seasons. Is it still raining in L.A.?
Right now, Joan, it is so gorgeous.
I
know New York is struggling with weather, but it is so gorgeous.
It's been hot here.
Yeah, I know, and it's hot, and then one day, the next day, you got a foot of snow, and or 60 mile an hour winds.
Well, that's what we have today. The sun is out, but it's about 60 mile an hour winds. It's okay. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying L.A. And
I am. You know, I got, you know, my kids. I got my son and his my grandkids here, so I'm spending a lot of time with the boys. And
you're having a ball.
My other daughter's here. Yeah, we've been having family dinners.
Who's cooking? Are you eating out?
No. We cook with,
Tony.
The Italiani.
I know. Did you bring them goodies from your cheese store?
In fact, I just sent, I swear, you're so funny. I can't believe you said yesterday they got the package at the set, and they went crazy. You know,
I'd go crazy, too.
Rigotta mozzarella, sopressata. We had dry sausage.
Oh, don't mozzarella. Tell us.
Oh, yeah, we on and on and on and on. And Oliva, you know, by the way, that store, Oliva.
Tony's store, Little
Grand
Italy.
And Mulberry in Little Italy. Joan, we're celebrating. The store celebrates its 125th anniversary in October.
Well, I mean, you're having a party where we can get at least free mozzarella.
Well, by the way, John, anytime you want mozzarella, it's free. Come on. I'll send it to you. What are you kidding?
Good. We love it. That's one of the great stores in New York City. And a lot of you don't know that is part of Tony Danza's little real estate holdings.
Yeah, no. Me and a partner have
it's okay. It's great.
I've owned it, and it's just terrific. It's really fun.
Well,
and you know, the other day, my 89-year-old, going to be 90-year-old Uncle Phil, Philly Capasso, brought his friend Tony O'Leary.
And?
No, Italian guy, not O'Leary sounds
right.
O'Leary, that's what it was, Tony O'Leary. And they came down and sat outside in front of the store. I got benches out there. They sat in the sun. It was a beautiful day. I had to fly in for that for those 2 nights at 54 last week, so I got to take the uncle and his friend. One guy's 90, one guy's 91. And they were hanging outside the store.
And you know what? So. It's from eating all the food in there. If they hadn't been there, they would be finished. They wouldn't be sitting on the bench.
It's that Mediterranean diet.
That's for sure. They didn't quite think of sausage and other things, but good enough.
No,
it's our favorite food.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, we're going to let you go. Good luck with the TV. We'll see
Tony,
you.
Thank you. So good to talk to you. I miss you.
Well,
come to New York. I'd love to have lunch one of these days.
We shall. I'd love it. At your place, Tony,
okay.
Tony Danza. And, of course, 54 Below, 254 West 54th Street. And I know it's something you want to do. Go on to https://54below.com.
Hey, Joni,
yeah.
You know something else? The food is good there, too.
Where?
At 54 Below.
Oh, the food is quite good there.
Yeah, the chef's name is Lynn Bound. She does a great job.
All right, well, next time we're there, you know, usually I run in and don't always get to eat a meal there, but I've heard good things about the chef.
Yeah, I'm telling you, she's really terrific. And you know what they did last time? They did when I was playing there, they did some of the recipes from my cookbook. And the lasagna sold like crazy.
I know. That's good. You could sell that lasagna on QVC. You know, Tony, that would be a good thing. You should combine that with some of the Oliva products because that would go like
Oliva,
crazy.
We're in the process of really trying to make people around the country know about the store. You know, it's a heritage. You know, it's a 125-year-old.
No, it's spectacular.
It's through so many things, and it's still there. And you know, we... In New York, we do, and by the way, same thing in L.A. It's called, I've made up a name for it, it's called neighborhood wasting disease, where all these stores are going by the wayside because they can't pay the rent
or
whatever reason. We're losing a lot of the great old businesses, you know, and so I want to make sure this one stays around.
It's going to stay around. Tony Danza, go see him and go buy a little cheese, a little sausage, a little salami, and I just looked at the screen and looked at it. Oh, my gosh, it looks like peppers and sopressa and mozzarella on the best bread in the world. Stay hungry, stay happy. The one and only Tony Danza. All
love
the best.
You, Joan.
You too. Bye, Tony. I'm Joan Hamburg, and you're listening to ABC.